Grand Junction Tiger Sports on the Jim Davis Show.
And Tigers baseball coach Ty Espinosa brought to you by the Rick Nelson Agency and American Family Insurance. For a free comparison, call this team of licensed professionals at 970-241-0078. His team is 5-3, coming off the win against Eagle Valley. They have Palisade tonight. Ty Espinosa joins us. Good morning, Ty. How are you?
Not too bad. Thanks for having me on.
I think Andrew Henderson just came up with another hit for you. I mean, that guy just, he was swinging it again yesterday. 4-for-5, home run, a double, 6 RBIs. He scored 4 runs in your 14-7 win over Eagle Valley. Andrew Henderson's having had a day yesterday, young man, but he also is having a great start to the season.
He sure is. He's seeing the ball well, and he's putting good swings on it. So, yeah, we're definitely proud of him and love having him in our 4 spot.
Well, you also have to be thrilled with what you saw from Zyler Fozzie yesterday, 2-for-4. He drove in 4 runs, and that was from the leadoff spot. So phenomenal production from your leadoff guy.
Absolutely, and he had a sack bump for us, too, to kind of get things going. So that was huge.
Grand Junction Tigers coach Ty Espinosa with us today. Tigers 5-3 after the win over Eagle Valley. And just when you look at your team right now, Cy hitting .320, and as we mentioned, Andrew Henderson off to that sensational start with a .522 batting average. But Sean Witt has been really hot starting out of the gate. He's played in all 7 games, hitting .474 for you. He's got 4 doubles right now to lead your baseball team. Sean Witt's put together a really nice start for your club.
Yeah, he has, and you know, he anchors our middle infield, and he's a great leader, and he's off to a great start for us.
When you look at where you're at right now, 5-3 record, and you get Palisade tonight, and we'll talk more about the Bulldogs in a moment. You know, offensively, things have gone well. What are some areas you still feel like there's still room for improvement as you get ready to open up Southwestern League play?
You know, just getting the 1 through 9 going and hitting all cylinders at the same time. I think this lineup will be pretty tough once we get that going, and then cutting down on strikeouts, really putting balls in play. Just too many strikeouts. Just
Ty Espinosa, head coach of the Grand Junction Tigers, joining us. We mentioned Zyler Fozzie hitting .368 on the season. If I remember in years past, I can't remember if he's a junior or a sophomore, but you used to DH for him, play him in the field, had a good glove, but now his bat's kind of started to come around. Talk about his development.
You know, we knew he was a great player. He was a freshman last year, so a sophomore this year. And really, he probably, you know, 5 games in, he earned that spot, and we quit DH-ing for him. He was in our 9-hole last year and has moved to our leadoff spot and gives us a spark and gives us quality at-bats.
Grand Junction Tigers baseball coach Ty Espinosa with us today on the Team Sports Network. Flip it over to the bump for you, Ty, where Cody Knott came in to relieve Steve Lyman yesterday. Cody's had a great start to the season. He had a couple strikeouts, gave up 2 hits, 4 1/3 innings, came on to get the win yesterday. Kind of take us through what you've seen from Cody Knott. So, you know, from gets a chance to start occasionally, but yesterday came out of the bullpen and was really effective for you.
He was. You know, we know what we get with Cody. He's going to be around the zone, and he's going to give us a chance. And that's what he did yesterday. You know, he came in, I think it was 7-1, and he was able to keep us right there and give us a chance and give our hitters a chance to get a couple times through the order and really get to their pitching.
Tonight it's Palisade. They'll be a member of the Southwestern League next year, so a little preview for you and your Tiger baseball team with Palisade as a non-conference opponent this year, but as I mentioned, a member of the league next year. And it's a Palisade team that's had deep state tournament runs. A team that, with Kean Kinslow, has one of the hotter hitters like Andrew Henderson for you here on the Western Slope. It's a good lineup, and they just came off playing a really good team in Holy Family.
Yeah, we know Nate does a great job preparing his team, and we know we're going to have a tough battle tonight. And yeah, their hitters are off to a great start, and they're going to be tough outs tonight.
Have you had a chance to scout them much? What's been the takeaway when you've had a chance to maybe watch the Bulldogs?
You know, they do everything well. You know, they put balls in play. They're not afraid to use the small game, you know, bunt and all that, hit and run and all that stuff. And they've been able to execute really well this year.
All right, so all that game.